on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good morning, Tampa Bay, and welcome to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection this Super Saturday, October 28th, Halloween weekend, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And it is Halloween weekend. It's a little scarier down here right now. I'm just going to warn you as we dive into this show. We're brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. Of course, our great friends at Body Armor that support us with all of our high school stuff. We're down here just about half a block from Tropicana Field, downtown St. Petersburg, where tomorrow Central Avenue right in front of us will be shut down for their Halloween festivities. And I'll be participating in that. Come on down. Bring the kids, bring the dogs. It's quite a show, I'll just say that. Come on down tomorrow from noon to 5 down here on Central Avenue in the Edge District. It's absolutely a blast for the kids and the older kids. We got a jam-packed show as we typically do. You're listening to us on RadioSt.Pete.com on our Florida Sports Stream channel. We've got Jeff Mangold, perfect timing, my good buddy from the New York Yankees, head trainer. He wants to talk Diamondbacks and Yankees, if you remember, 2001. And of course, Ben Botham's got all kinds of facts. We'll dive into those with Jeff. What a game last night, young man. One of the best that I've seen in recent time from a baseball perspective and college MLB history.
Yeah, probably one of the most memorable World Series games in Major League Baseball history. It was spectacular last night. Of course, going into extra innings, you have a walk-off home run and a game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth. Absolutely spectacular game. And, of course, once again, a first pitch by the President of the United States, George Bush. Not as good as his one in 2001, but
still pretty dang good.
A good pitch. But, Mike, I got to stop you here. I got to ask you. You said you're going to be out here tomorrow for Halloween on Central. Are you dressing up?
I have not determined that yet.
Mike, you got to dress up.
Well, maybe you can hand down your outfit from tonight to me tomorrow.
Should we inform our listeners what I'm going to be?
Go ahead.
All right, why not? I'm going to be a toll booth operator from, like, the Florida Turnpike. I got one of their Hawaiian shirts. Got it at an estate sale, Mike. Got an estate sale.
Oh, so you have the actual shirt.
The actual shirt. I got a name tag. I got a little coin dispenser for my hip. Got quarters.
What's the name tag? It's going to have your name on it?
It's going to have my name, Mike. I got a little label printer. Print it out.
My God.
Right there. Put it right on. Got my quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies all on my waist. I'm ready to go.
Well, it will be ready to go. We're ready to go. Well, we're going to have Gavin Van Dyke, of course, and Joe Geiger go over the high school scores and the college games for today. We've got on the in-state, we've got Florida State Wake Forest. That's a 20.5-point spread. FAU Charlotte. FAU came away winners last night. Florida Georgia, world's largest outdoor cocktail party. We'll talk to John. We'll talk to John over there at Shrimpy's. That place will be jam-packed. There's a guy that's a regular here, Jay Davis, and he's a Georgia Bulldog fanatic, full out of energy. We'll have him on in the second hour because he's been to many. You've been to many of the party. Do you remember any of them? Do you remember any scores? You know who's playing?
I can't tell you if I remember the scores, but I definitely remember the parties. And, oh, boy, Mike, was it a fun time at that Florida-Georgia game. Kind of sad I'm missing it this year, but I will say –
You'll make up for it tonight, don't worry.
I certainly will.
And then, of course, you got Miami, Virginia, UCF, West Virginia, Tampa Bay Rowdies High School segment. That'll be their season wound down. We'll talk about that with Jim Hart, and we'll get all the Pinellas County, as I said, scores. Second hour, Brad Richardson will come in and talk a little high school. And then the big old Oscar Garner III will talk Big Monday, as he does each and every Saturday. And that's from 6 to 8 down there at Sea Dogs Brewery. That show is taking off. Big old and the Axeman, you need to get down there and have yourself a little ice pick vodka. Burger night, $9.99.
Burger night.
I had it finally, and Joe, I know you've had them. They're excellent. All right, why don't we dive into the youth movement here? You guys ready for our Body Armor High School headquarters update from this week and last night?
Yeah, so am I on?
You're on.
All right, let's go.
Nice and loud, my man.
Speak up. Come on.
So we had volleyball regionals start on Wednesday. So I'm going to go through a couple of scores from the different classes of teams in our area. So in 3A, the number one seed, Carrollwood Day, beat Clearwater Central Catholic, who was the 8 seed, 3-0. Cardinal Mooney, who was the 4 seed, beat Tampa Prep, who was the 5 seed, 3-0. Calvary Christian, who was the 2 seed, beat First Baptist Academy 3-0. And Berkeley Prep, who was the 3 seed, beat Canterbury, who was the 6 seed, 3-0. So that was it for the 3A class there. In 4A, Academy of the Holy Names, the number 1 seed, beat Hudson, the number 8 seed, 3-0. And the number 4 seed, Robinson, took down Aubrey Rogers, the 5 seed, 3-1. And in 5A, close to home, the number 4 seed, St. Pete, took down North Fort Myers, 3-0. So they'll be moving on to the regional semifinals. The number 2 seed, Braden River, beat Bonita Springs, 3-0. And in 7A, Plant High School beat Palm Harbor University, 3-0, and Plant was the 1 seed. And Eastlake, our PCAC champions, the 5 seed, took down Winter Haven, the 4 seed, 3-2 in 5 sets. So then moving on to football, Thursday night, St. Pete beat Hollins 45-6. And going into Friday night, Calvary Christian beat Dunedin 65-0. Clearwater lost to Berkeley Prep 28-14. CCC beat Sefner Christian 54-7. Largo beat Osceola 34-9.
Go Packers.
All right.
Got a little, little connection karma.
Yeah, and then Gibbs upset Boca Ciega 12-7, which means Lakewood's
not really an upset.
Well, I mean, Gibbs was.
But it was.
Gibbs hasn't won a game.
And Bogey could have won the district.
It could have. And I think Lakewood's now the district champions because of that game.
Because of the Max Preps rankings. They'll probably get it.
That's rough. But Eastlake lost to PHU 23-7. Indian Rocks beat LaBelle 34-21. Zephyr Hills beat Northside 28-14. Clearwater Academy International beat University Christian 43-6. Northeast beat Pinellas Park 48-31. And Tarpon Springs beat Northport High School 39-8.
Well, two of those teams that I'm close friends with the coaches, Sean Davis at Northeast, and of course Marcus Pascal. We had him and his brother and his daughter down last week. Largo Packers, looks like they're both going to be in the playoffs. It's getting to that point now where pretty clear cut who's going to be in the playoffs and who's not going to be, Joe.
We're starting to see some district winners. Northside got theirs. We're looking probably Lakewood now, unfortunately. I think Northeast, they picked up a district with that win over Pinellas Park.
Exactly. All right, why don't you dive into what's going to take place on the college scene? We know our Tampa Bay Bucks do not play this weekend. They didn't play Thursday night either. And so two back-to-back buys if you want to look at it that way.
Crushing my fantasy doing that, Mike. I got Mike Evans on my team. What's going on? I need a couple more points, bud.
They need to get the rock to them more often.
So, yeah, Thursday night, the Bucks lost to the Bills 24-18 on Thursday night football. The Bolts, they've gotten 2 wins this week, a 3-0 shutout over the Hurricanes on Tuesday night, and then on Thursday night, another shutout, 6-0 versus the Sharks. They play Monday night against the Seattle Kraken at 7:30.
And this is all without Vasilevskiy, which is absolutely remarkable. We have some of the highest shots on goals, and we're still getting the job done. So I'm really proud of the Lightning.
Jonas Johansson, back-to-back shutouts, 120 minutes of no-goal hockey. On Wednesday night, FIU lost to Jacksonville State 41-16. Friday night, FAU beat Charlotte 38-16. Today, Florida State at Wake Forest, 12 o'clock on ABC. UCF's got their homecoming game versus West Virginia at 12 o'clock on FS1. Bethune-Cookman's at Grambling State at 3 p.m. Florida plays number 1 Georgia and Jacksonville in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Miami plays Virginia at 3:30 on ACC Network, and FAMU plays Prairie View at 4 o'clock on ESPN+.
I don't see the Georgia Southern game. Oh, they're on the road. Savannah State's on the road.
Yeah. Georgia Southern plays Texas State.
Gotcha.
After they got an amazing victory against Georgia State. Georgia Southern 44, Georgia State 27. The fans rush the field. Gatta, hail Southern. Let's go Eagles.
Well said.
There we go.
Savannah State, I can't think where they're playing, but they're a homecoming. They play a lot of homecomings?
Yeah, it's homecoming.
At Savannah State?
At Savannah State.
Why are you not there, too?
I could be up there. I should have been up there.
You could have double-dipped.
It was Georgia Southern's homecoming last last Saturday, then Savannah State's homecoming. But it's a little tough, you know, bowling season wrapping up. I was a little bit busy, and of course, I have this obligation with the show, of course, that I want to be here. So I would rather spend time with you, Mike, than be up at the largest cocktail parties.
That is so cute.
Yes.
Look at that, all right. Mike.
Well, thank you. Those scores are brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and, of course, our high school headquarters. We had a superb media day down here on Tuesday with Sunbash. But right now, let's convert over to soccer, as we do each and every Saturday. We'll bring Jim Hart and David Wilson into the conversation first, and then we've got a special guest. We have a young lady, actually, going to talk a little soccer. Jim, how are you, my man?
Doing awesome, Mike. Love to hear you guys talking about that enthusiastic college football stuff. Cool.
Well, we, as I like to say, we try to cover everything from the peewees to the preps to the pros in a positive perspective, and we're getting there, my man. And this is always a positive conversation. Everybody in the world knows you. You're the godfather of soccer, and if not the state, certainly the West Coast of the great state of Florida. So let's talk a little soccer.
Great. Awesome. Boy, with along with David here, it's a special day for the Tampa Bay Top 10 Champions League because, listen to this, Mike. Today is the Champions League draw in St. Louis for their first ever Champions League. So that is a milestone, big time.
Well, I know you've been working hard towards getting that accomplished, and that is, of course, the center of soccer in the Midwest, being an Iowan. I know that now, and that's a huge move, and you'll probably see that happen in the state of Iowa now, and Illinois, your home state. You'll see that evolve, I believe, and spread with the positivity that you've created down here in Florida.
I think you will. And then David this morning was out at Wiregrass Ranch giving some goodies away. David, you want to tell Mike about that?
No, it was really nice. Select Sport America donated of cash. It's almost $20,000 worth of equipment, so I was able to get out their main soccer ball to every team, so everybody got balls and bags and pumps and other things from Select Soccer. So it's kind of nice. It felt like Christmas, and they handed out presents to everybody. So, and I think I've got a little chubby here, so I'm starting to look at that Santa Claus thing more.
Well, Mike, we are really lucky today because we have a guest on the show that is, the starting point is Steinbrenner High School girls coach, but we're talking about University of Tampa Hall of Fame, Sunshine State Conference Hall of Fame, a player for Vicky King's Land O'Lakes team way back in the day, Shannon Aitken. So,
Shannon, welcome to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. I thought Jim was going to continue because he does a much better job of eloquently introducing people. But welcome to the show. I appreciate you taking time on a gorgeous Halloween Saturday morning to join us here at Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Shannon, tell us about the Steinbrenner team this year. How do you guys look?
Well, I guess we'll really determine that next week. We have preseason kicking off. As you know, tryouts just ended for us last week, so we've had a couple days together to see what we have. We have some new players, graduated a handful, so next week, really, we'll get to see where we kind of stand with the new competition around the county.
David, Shannon, were you able to get Shannon her stuff? Go ahead, Dave.
No, that's what I was just going to ask Shannon. Who do you play in preseason? Because I'm going to try and find some games, especially at the beginning of the week, so I can catch up with other coaches I missed today.
Yeah, actually, we are hosting the tournament at our home this year. We finally got approval, so we will be hosting a sixth tournament team starting on Monday. So it'll be Monday and Wednesday. We'll have games at 3, 5, and 7 o'clock.
Who do you have
coming?
Italy
is one of ours. Of course, I have to have Vicky King there, so
yeah.
We will be hosting them there.
Who else is in the tournament besides them?
We have Freedom, Wharton, Eastlake, River Ridge is out there as well. So we have a handful of good teams out there.
That sounds great. Hey, Jim, one thing I wanted to mention before we went on with the soccer stuff is, you know how strong my tennis program has been, winning 3 state championships in the last few years. But since 2008, we've only lost one match ever in tennis to a Pasco County school. And do you know who was coaching that other team?
Don't tell me Shannon Aitken.
2010, she was coaching, and they won the conference. That's the only one we ever won a conference tournament. But Shannon Aitken was coaching tennis at Land O'Lakes, and they beat us for our only loss in the last 13 or 15 years.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Shannon, that is huge.
Well, yeah, the funny thing is now, Dave, is that I'll be doing boys tennis at Steinbrenner starting this year. So I'll be looking to play you again.
Yeah, I'm keeping you off the schedule. I can't beat you.
So, Shannon, tell us how the Champions League Group 4 looks, in your opinion. You've got East Lake, Sun Lake, and Academy of the Holy Names, along with Steinbrenner. That's one of the top groups.
Yeah, it was really awesome seeing who the draw was, because, you know, East Lake knocked us out of the tournament 2 years ago, and we haven't gotten to play them since. So John over there always has a strong program, so it'll be real exciting to get back, even though some of those players have graduated that would love to have that run back game. And then, you know, right across geographically, Sun Lake is one of our, you know, derby games, basically. They're one of our stronger competitors. They have a great team over there, so that's going to be another awesome game. They have some players that are now, you know, seniors and definitely looking to put one away on us, so we're going to have to step up. And then Kareem is one of my UT buddies, so, you know, that'll be good. We haven't played them in a few years, so it was nice to draw them. Obviously, it'd be cool to have some of those games at home, but it just doesn't work that way in our county, so we will be visiting their homes for everything. And, hoping to have a good turnout, a lot of strong teams. Obviously, the whole Champions League itself is strong. That's why it's built that way. So you're not looking to get any easy games in any of the groups.
You're listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and it's our weekly Tampa Bay Rowdies High School segment in the world of soccer. And Jim Hart, David Wilson, two of the titans in coaching. And it sounds like we've got one of the ladies that are one of the leaders as well. I did want to mention one thing, David. I had the high school your high school basketball team down here for our media day, and a couple of fine young men down here on Tuesday.
Right. Was the players there or coaches?
Two players and a coach. And I had so many teams. I had 16 teams down here. I couldn't give you the names.
Yeah, coach,
but I thought of you right away.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Coach Calzone does a great job with this program. And I'm sure he's always trying to get his kids out there and spotlight them and social media and any place he can. But he's been our only coach we've ever had since Wiregrass opened.
Is that right?
Yep, this going on 18 years for him.
Wow. Hey, I will throw it back to you, Jim, continue this conversation. Hey, one other little snippet, and I know everybody's following it. Sad finish to the season for our Tampa Bay Rowdies, and we talked to Ryan Helfrich last week. He is so excited about the playoffs and the direction they were trending, and unfortunately, I think you had mentioned, Jim, that Birmingham scared you.
Yeah, Birmingham does scare. As a matter of fact, I spoke with Neil Collins this week, and he said as soon as he saw the draw, he got nervous for the Rowdies because of how good Birmingham is. It was one of those things. It's just one of those things. But I hope and I'm excited for the Rowdies to uphold the tradition they've been carrying on for, you know, how many years now, and to rebuild and then get focused and come back strong next year. We're just so excited that the Rowdies support us in the Champions League. It's just so cool. And we're loving that. We're just absolutely loving that. But no, it's a tough week for the Rowdies for sure.
All right, I'll let you continue the conversation with Shannon. That's the reason we have her on today, so we can pick her brain a little bit on the female side of things. We need to get a little bit better at that. We've had a lot of guys on this segment, but we also had a young lady that has made a big difference and some great news this week that she'd been down here as well. I want to make sure we touch that topic as well, Jim.
Yes, I was just going to ask Shannon about that, Shannon. Did you hear the news that Maya Figgener, who is a goalkeeper for East Lake, 16 years old, she was called up for the Trinidad and Tobago full national team this weekend for their Gold Cup qualifiers against Puerto Rico. Did you hear about that?
Oh, I saw it on your guys' feed, actually. I think it was yesterday or the day before is how I saw about it, and I was talking to a couple of my players about it. So it's a really cool thing. It's good to see these kids getting in young, that they're getting into those pathways.
Take us back to the 16-year-old Shannon at Land O'Lakes High School. What would it have meant to you to receive something like that?
Oh, man, that would have been awesome. I don't think I got my first one until I was 19 and in college, and it was a fluke accident. If I got it at that age, I'm not sure. I mean, I think it would just be – it would have been an awesome experience. I think for her, though, I think she should take advantage of what she's getting, and hopefully it turns into something long, you know, long-standing for her and moves her than when I was 16, when these opportunities weren't as, you know, forthcoming as they are now. I think it's great to see these young girls getting more opportunities.
No doubt, David.
Also, Shannon, I was going to say, it'd be kind of nice if she had to play a game with Trinidad and Tobago when you actually meet them in the Champions League. What if they face it then?
Oh, I know. That'll be awesome. I mean, that's awesome. I can't wait. I'd like to meet her. You know, it's my position, so it'll be awesome when I get to get down there and meet her.
Right. Yes, Chen, I have a question for you, too. This being the first year for Steinbrenner making the Champions League, you obviously earned your way into it. Do your girls really have any idea about the Champions League, or what do they know about it? And is there a different feeling for them, do you think, going into those games compared to regular games?
They know about it. They are excited. They're nervous, anxious. You know, it's always how it is with the new season, because you're so used to having girls that have been with you for the last few years, and then you have a class graduate, and it's always like, who's going to step up now? What do you have coming in? So it takes, you know, the preseason games to work out a little bit out those nerves and see where people start to fall into place. Just because they play a certain position in club doesn't mean that's where they play for us in high school. And so it's really just working out those kinks. And, you know, even though preseason, I know on the guy's side, Dave, you deal with it, we still have some kids that aren't allowed to play next week because, you know, some club coaches aren't allowing it to happen. So, you know, we just kind of got to use some of those other players and see if they can step in those times.
Right.
Boy, that's a sore subject.
Something to talk about. Yeah.
That's a sore subject. Do you have any thoughts on that subject, Shannon?
It's tough because, I'm the one on this side, and you probably are as well. On the high school side, we get to hear the kids that are coming into our offices and classrooms upset that they don't have the choice to do both. Luckily, there are tons of coaches that allow them to play, but, you know, there is one club that's being strict on it and, you know, not letting them play in their weekend games and holding that over them. And that's tough because the kids are upset, you know. And for me, these kids are old enough to know their bodies. If they're going to college to play, we adjust our schedule. You know, we practice at 6:30 in the morning. You know, we move games. We do everything so the kids don't have to have that choice and that pressure of, do I have to choose high school? Do I have to choose club? Am I going to upset somebody? So, you know, I move as much as I can around so that these kids can enjoy both, because it's a great experience. Club, you know, helps develop the player, and high school helps them with that, getting to that next level of what is it like in college when you're dealing with playing with kids that are different ages all on the same team, and that workload and, you know, your classes and the social side of things. And, you know, so I think that really helps develop them as a person. I think it's important that they do high school. And it's just sad that some people, you know, don't allow that to happen.
I have a feeling that these days are a bit numbered. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but the more people that talk about it, the more I hear people talking about it, it's universally against this way of thinking. So we'll see what happens as time goes on. But Mike, I wanted to say something to you. You know, we've had a couple of Sunshine State Conference people on the show, and Shannon is Sunshine State Conference royalty. So she went to University of Tampa. They won a national championship. She's in the UT Hall of Fame as well as the Sunshine State Conference Hall of Fame. Not trying to embarrass you, Shannon, but can you take us back to that championship season for University of Tampa back in 2007 and your experience playing in college soccer?
Hey,
Hey, before you go there, Shannon, sitting in front of me right now are the Lady Tritons women's soccer team. They're going to be on right after you. So be a little easy on them as you talk about your success at the University of Tampa. We know that's a great rivalry.
Yeah, everything's different. I went back it's a long time ago, so everything's so different now. I actually just went and watched UT and Florida Southern. You know, my former head coach that was the coach when we won the national championship is now at Southern. So I went to go watch that, you know, versus UT. A lot of us, or not a lot of us, but about like six or seven of us went over there to watch that game that were part of that team. So it was a, you know, nil-nil draw, but it was cool to get back and see everybody. But as far as that goes, Jerry, you know, he was our assistant coach when I first got recruited there. Bobby was our head coach, and, you know, he left our junior year. And at that point, Jerry had also left right before that to go to Westchester. So we had a new assistant coach. But then when Bobby left, Jerry saw the opening, came back. And his first year at UT as a head coach had won the national championship. So it was super special. And a little rough on Bobby. I think he kicked himself a little bit for that. But getting, you know, to college and to UT, it was, I never thought I would go to Division II because everything was, you know, Division I always drilled in. And, you know, I grew up through what was HCU back then. And Eric Sims was my trainer and one of my only ones I had. Along with Adrian Bush as the head coach. And, you know, out of respect and stuff, I went to my visit and I just fell in love with the school. I went to some of my other ones, you know, at LSU and UF had come and UCF and like some of these other schools. And I didn't fall in love with it the way I did UT. And I don't know if it's because I'm from here or it was just the way that the team welcomed me and the idea that I would still have my, you know, be training with the boys at UT with Eric and continuing that training. But I just fell in love with the school and I never wanted to leave. But then junior year came and Bobby left and we didn't have a coach yet. You know, UF was calling and I was thinking about it, but then I was like, I can't leave my school. And I'm glad I didn't because we ended up winning the next, you know, that year. Once Jerry stepped in. So it all worked out for me in the end.
Well, we're going to have to get you to bring some of the girls down here and to join us as well down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We keep adding more and more ladies to our conversations and we'll continue to do that in every sports and you've got your finger on the pulse on it and I'd look forward to having you come down here. One of these days maybe I can get Jim out of the recliner and get him to come down here. Typically, Shannon, he's walking as he's talking, but I've had to put the brakes on that a little bit. The guy's in nonstop motion, but I look forward to getting an opportunity to meet you down here at Ferg sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, gentlemen, you got any more questions for the young lady?
David. I think that's good for now. I'd love to see Shannon down there with some of the Steinbrenner girls down there at Ferg's in front of you there, Mike.
All right, we're gonna take a break, come back and talk to the Eckerd College women's soccer. We had a little snafu there. We're going to talk to the women's college team. They are in the house and kind enough to come down on a beautiful Saturday. I'm sure they had a lot of other things they wanted to do. In fact, they got to catch a bus. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll have Triton time down here. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Champa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the peewees to the preps to the pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA Sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSaintPete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a super Saturday. I tell you what, there's a lot going on this Halloween weekend, but the weather's gorgeous. Come on down here today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, this entire street will be shut down, and it will be crazy for Halloween. And it's a blast. It's from noon to 5. They'll shut everything down here. And you can catch your college games today or your NFL games tomorrow on over 100 screens. Come on down. And by the way, for you boxing fans, we've got the heavyweight championship on at 2 o'clock with Fury today. And that's free down here. So come on down to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. One of my favorite segments of the last 3 years, we're going to 3 years of being on the air this coming month, is my Triton Times. I've been blessed to have Eckerd College with Tom Ryan and Amanda Green coordinating things to have this relationship, and I love having the girls or the guys come down and share their experience at a great campus. I got to plug it a little bit after having that gal from UT that won a national championship, Shannon. I got to plug Eckerd, which I aggressively do. But it's brought to you by Body Armor each and every segment, and of course, underwritten by Eckerd College, proud to support and promote their student athletes. So, Coach Luke Shiki's in the house, and you got a game today. You're actually down here before a game, man. I feel blessed.
We love you. That's why.
Well, yeah. But speaking of that, you better have just a little chocolate before you get on that bus. It is Halloween, right?
It is
Halloween. Coach, can you participate?
Oh, no, yeah, I'll have a little. Yeah,
have a little Kit Kat action, man. There we go. Not too much. You don't want to get too sugared up before your bus ride, and then you'll be ready to roll. So let's talk about the 2023 season, and of course it's the fall period, and you guys have all qualified for the tournament. But who do you play today, and what time is it? First kick, right?
Yeah, we're at Palm Beach Atlantic tonight, 7 p.m. So we'll leave in about an hour or so, and we're actually heading down to one of our players' houses today for a pre-match meal, which is great.
That's fabulous.
Florida. Yeah, fabulous. We're excited to go to the Rodriguez's, and we're excited about our final game of the season. We're already qualified for the tournament, so there's no stress, maybe I can say, like maybe previous years and even other coaching jobs I've had.
I think, ladies, that he's got a little bit of stress right now. You know, I mean, that's just the coach's mantra, you know.
I've just showed these four thugs. I'm a bit worried about it now.
Well, I don't think we've got a 21-year-old in the group, do we? You're 21? 22? You might be the oldest lady that we've ever had on the Triton Time. I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, we've had plenty of 22 and 23 year olds, especially the kids that come over from across the pond.
Yep.
All right, so let's talk about this season to date so far. What has really been, the glue and the cohesiveness that's kept this group together so they qualified?
I mean, the group's been incredible. We brought in 15 or 16 new players this year, so we had as many new players as we did returners. They've had to work at absolutely everything, not just the soccer on the field, but the cohesiveness, as you say, off the field, the team culture, the chemistry, the making new friendships, relationships on the field, off the field. And, you know, we're having a very good season by all accounts. I'm very proud of the young ladies and everything that they've done so far. And we just want to keep on going. A win today keeps us in contention for... we're already in the SSE tournament, but a win today will keep us in contention with possibly the NCAA tournament if we have a good SSE tournament run.
And how do they determine that? If you have a nice run, is it strength of schedule? Of course, you're playing the toughest conference in America, as far as I'm concerned. I call it the SEC of Division II, and I'm sure you agree with me.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also had a pretty tough non-conference schedule, too. We played two very good teams early on. Who are normally in the national ranking talk. And we also played West Florida and we played Flagler. Two Florida schools, again, Division II, powerhouses in this region, but also nationally. So our strength of schedule has been very good. And to have a chance of getting a 10th win today is incredible and a testament to what this group have done together.
How'd you fare against UT this year?
I'll let the girls answer that. How do we do
How'd
at
you
UT
fare against
year?
UT?
Awesome.
You beat them?
At UT.
Say it a little louder than that. You should have grabbed the mic and let my last guest know that. By the way, he brought up Eckert and we won this year.
Yeah, for the first time in 21 years.
Oh my God, that's an accomplishment. Bravo. Bravo. In all sports, I know the intensity of the University of Tampa and Eckerd College. I mean, that's the game, right?
Yeah, it is. All these kind of local region games, St. Leo, Florida Southern, obviously they mean a lot. But UT is a rivalry. Like, we respect those young women. They've always been a very good team. But we went there this year with a real intent to win that game. And the ladies were marvelous. And we celebrated heavily there and we enjoyed it, and it has been the first time in a long time, but we plan on that becoming a regular thing,
and deservedly so. Now do you have a blend of youth and senior leadership?
We do. We absolutely do. We got Jasmine Gallo here, who's a freshman from London, England, and we had a big freshman class. And we also have Kaya here, who's a senior this year and will be leaving us, and Brooke over here, who's a senior this year and will be leaving us, leading the conference in assists right now. Brooke over there and top 10 in the nation. So our senior leadership has been brilliant, but we've got some very good freshmen here too.
I tell you what, it had to have meant the most to the seniors beating UT for the first time in 20 some years. That had to have been, just a remarkable feeling for you.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, it was incredible.
Is that probably one of the greatest moments in your sports
career? Soccer career, totally.
Yeah. Well, bravo. All right, why don't we go down here and introduce each one of the gals and then the position you play, year you are, and where you're from. He's told me, but I have ADD.
I'll let them introduce themselves.
Yeah, I have age deficit disorder and attention, so you have to put up the old man. Nice and loud.
I'm Sophia Budkovich. I'm from Canada. I'm a center mid, and I'm a junior transfer.
Where'd you transfer from, young lady?
University of Detroit.
Wow, you were up north and closer to home.
Yeah.
And in those winters, you finally said, the heck with this.
No, I was over it. I was over the cold winters.
That wasn't a tough recruit, Coach.
It was not. I gotta be honest. It was not.
You just have her. Sure, the temperatures and the. Did you fly down to see the campus?
Yeah, I visited.
Yeah. Oh well, it was a done deal then.
Yeah, no.
Some of the international players don't get that chance to come on the U.S. soil in the beautiful state of Florida, and they still come. But I guarantee you probably told your folks, go home, pack my stuff, and send it down.
Yeah, it was a no-brainer.
Yeah. So being a transfer. Did some of your experience at the University of Detroit, did that assist the team this year as well?
Yeah, it definitely
you think?
Did.
Like my and are they Division One or Two?
Division
One. I thought so.
Yeah. No, my experience on the field definitely helped. Probably some of the younger players here influenced them.
That's key. Your greatest moment so far at Eckerd, got to be the UT win, isn't it? And our personal moment, too. If you have a game that really stands out, you got one?
I think it might have been beating Nova 5-0 when they were nationally ranked.
Oh, you did? You guys have had a heck of a season.
At Nova, by the way. Nova. At Nova.
You guys are road warriors. Really? Coach thought that. At Nova, at UT. Yeah, those are huge wins.
Yeah, they were big.
That means you girls are certainly resilient in the face of adversity, that's for sure. Yep. You're like, hell with that. We don't care. We're on the road. We want to beat these guys. That's a great win. What a season.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. We don't have to give him all the credit, do we?
No credit. The ladies have been amazing.
So Coach seems like the kind of guy that firm but fair. But can have some fun, especially when you're successful. Everybody can have fun when you're successful. But this has probably been just an enjoyable season for you.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been probably one of the most fun seasons I've been a part of.
All right, so parents listening at home, any loved ones you want to do a shout-out to, we archive this, and I'll text it to Coach. So do a shout-out to anybody you want to up north or wherever they're located.
Probably all my family back in Canada.
Mom and Dad?
Mom and Dad. They're living in Florida right now.
What are their names?
Jordan and Steve.
Okay. Jordan and Steve. You got a lovely young lady. You got any siblings?
My younger brother, Merrick, maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Does he look up to his big sister, or he's tired of you?
He doesn't say he does, but I know he does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, typical big sister response. How old is he?
He's 17.
Yeah, well, he's at that age.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care for you too much, but he loves you, that kind of deal.
Exactly.
So Canadians that have moved to Florida, that's never happened before.
No.
No, there's only 1 million of you down here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Iowa, and I'm trying to convert my whole gang down here.
Yeah.
All right, well, wish you well today. We're going to give you some connection karma, but then I'm going to be watching closely when you guys get in the tournaments and then when you advance to the NCAAs. This is one of those special seasons. It's going to happen. All right, pass it on this young lady.
Hi.
Jibber Mike, nice and loud.
Hi.
Your name, young lady?
Kaya.
Hi, Kaya.
You
smile all the time?
I don't know. I hope so.
Is she your happy one, Coach?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell that. You don't even have a Kit Kat or a body armor. You're smiling. You're walking up here. You had to get up early to be on the air. So what year are you? You're a freshman?
No, I'm a senior.
Oh, you're the senior. You're the one that was excited about the win at UT.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited.
So you've seen those heartbreaking losses to your big rivalry.
Yeah.
You got to go out and with a win.
Yeah.
Bravo. Is that your favorite memory?
Honestly, yeah, I think so.
And where are you from? You're from New York?
Yeah, I'm from New York City.
I didn't forget everything, Coach. From New York City? Bet you're happy to be down here.
Yeah.
You going back?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe. Go up there this winter and hang around and then rethink it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was your favorite memory so far, your four-year career?
Yeah, it was nice. It was really cool to see everyone do really well in that game.
So Kaya's been out since early on in the season. She tore her ACL for her senior year. So it's one of our heartbreaking stories, if you will, because she's been instrumental last year in helping me rebuild the program after a lot of players left. So to lose her early on was really, really tough. But incredible young lady, incredible teammate, loved by all of the young women in this program and all of the staff at Eckerd. Absolutely love her. She works for Tom, so that's not easy.
Yeah, I know that. I've got your back. But anyway, you need this kind of energy from someone that's a senior, has overcome adversity. One of my interns is Hannah Wentworth. You know her?
Yeah.
From the basketball team.
I love her.
From New Zealand.
Yeah.
And she was here yesterday, and she I told her who I thought was all going to be here, and she said, I love Kaya. Well, you both have comparable issues right now.
Yeah,
you fought through that adversity. Bravo, young lady.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. So when you graduate, are you done, or do you have that COVID fifth year?
Yeah, COVID fifth year, and then also medical shirt, red shirt. So hopefully 2 years.
Unfortunately, you can't stay at Eckerd because they don't have a graduate program, right?
Yeah, they don't have a graduate program.
Yeah, Nicole Scales worked for me last year, too, and now she's going to be playing for the enemy.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to make that decision, and so is Hannah.
Yeah.
Coach will never talk to you again, but don't worry about that. No. Hey, that's unfortunate. And Hannah says, I don't know if I can do it. You know, play for an opponent in the sunshine.
I don't think I can do that either.
Well, you only get one opportunity, and Coach will tell you this, to play sports in your life, and you'll be able to do it. You'll still have a soft spot always for Eckerd College.
Sure.
Want to do a shout out to anybody up in New York?
Probably just my parents and my older brother.
Their names?
Jessica and Rudy. And
well,
my brother Saul.
Well, they you have a happy young lady through adversity. That's probably what kept you through going through it. But thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. And this is another smiler. Quiet smiler. But you've been smiling since you got here.
This is the most nervous one.
Speak loudly into the microphone and be loud and proud that you're from England, right?
Yeah, from England.
Well, so you guys have something in common, right?
Yeah.
So how did you find Eckerd College? Did Coach find you?
Yeah, I went through an agency, and then, Luke found me.
The agent process is typically how you find a lot of your international players, correct?
Yeah, we definitely don't use the word agent because of NCAA rules and things like that. But there's businesses, across the world that want to help young men and young ladies come out here to get an education and play college sports in America.
Were your parents excited that you were going to go that far away or not?
Yeah, excited, but definitely my mom.
What?
Missing me.
Well, of course she is. And the beauty of it is, in today's world, you videotape everything and she gets to watch the games, right?
Yeah.
And she'll be able to archive this. So do you have a memory this early, in your career?
Definitely Tampa and Nova.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be a tough one to overcome, yeah. But it sounds like this team may do it this season yet. You guys advance to the Nationals. I'm going to keep saying that. Optimism.
I love that.
When you guys are in the Nationals, you're going to remember that. But you'll remember that beating UT was a big step in getting there. So let's do a shout-out to Mom and anyone back in England.
My mom, Julie, and my dad, Vinny, and then my sister, Isabel, back in England.
And what city?
Just outside of London.
Just outside of London. Yeah, I've been to Manchester, Bristol, London a little bit. I ran college track with a bunch of guys from England, and I'd had them stay in Iowa. I think I told you that story. I'd have them stay with me in the holidays, and then they all pulled their money together, and the farm boy from Iowa got to go over to Manchester, England, Bristol, and London for a little while. But I loved every moment of it. And I never got to Liverpool. I'm a diehard Beatles fan, so I'm an old man. Well, thanks for coming down, and you'll be able to archive this so your parents in England can hear it. Well, I already know pretty much everything about you, young lady.
Oh, God.
Bravo on a superb senior season.
Thank you.
I don't know what more you can do besides get to the Nationals, and you'll be able. Then we'll put a pennant up there in Eckerd, recognizing the 2023 women's soccer team, right, Coach?
I hope so. We need one.
Now, I got to ask you this before we dive into this conversation. Before the season started, did Coach set goals that definitively said UT? We're going to beat UT this year. We're going to beat. Was it Nova? Yeah, we're going to. I think that's where. I think Nova is where Nicole went. Traitor. Anyway, I love her. So establishing those goals, and then of course success in the conference tournament, but to get to the Nationals. Were these all goals that he laid out?
I would say that we definitely just worked together as a team, and we just took every game step by step, and we really just killed it this year.
Well, typically that's the, they say in life, one step at a time, but during the course of a season, there's so much coming at you, mm-hmm. You got an injury to a key person, and you go through that adversity, but to focus, one game at a time, one, what do you call them, periods, right?
Yep.
You know, I told you upstairs I've got a book, Soccer for Dummies, because until I decided to embrace the soccer world, and we have a segment every week, and we have the rowdies involved in this, I was a dummy on the sport. In my era, it didn't exist in the Midwest. But now I've embraced it, and I love it. But so it's periods and...
halves, two halves.
Halves. The haves and the have-nots. The have-nots are Tampa now because you guys took them down, right?
Yes.
So you want to, you've already told me your favorite memory. You want to do a shout-out to anybody at home?
My family, brothers, mom, dad.
Well, their names.
Friends at college.
Mom and dad's names.
Julie and Tom.
Okay. And they're down here now?
Yeah, so we live in Palm Harbor. So it's
Beautiful place.
It's far enough, but not, yeah, not far too enough. Far.
You give you your space, yeah. Your 22-year-old space.
Yeah.
And when you graduate, and you want to celebrate, come on down to Ferg's. I'll take care of you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You other girls didn't hear that. I got a CIDs. I said that to Nicole when she came down after basketball season. I said, I want to see all the girls' IDs. I don't want Tom Ryan down here all over me because I, you know, may have allowed you to celebrate.
Yeah, definitely seen me here before.
Hey, so you got a game today. Definitely seen you here before. I'm going to check the video. I got the screen upstairs. So today you got a ball game. Okay, a match. Match.
Match.
How am I doing?
Good.
Match.
Good so far.
I'm making that conversion, game to match. So you've got a match. And then when's the tournament start?
Next.
Oh, you're one game at a time. I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you. You're focused on this afternoon.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Or this evening at 7:05.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll keep it there. All right. So do you have a fifth year because of COVID then?
So I actually have 2 years.
Wow.
I did not play my freshman or sophomore year. And so I have a couple different options. Don't know which way I'm going to go yet. But
right. So you're going to go be a trader somewhere as well?
Not a trader, no.
Just kidding you guys. You know that. So what are you majoring in?
International business.
Smart young lady. There's a lot of that down at Eckerd, right?
Yeah, there is. And Brooke's also a big probably advocate for the studying abroad that we had great programs that we have at Eckerd. I think what you on? You're about your 20th study abroad coming up?
Yeah, I'm always traveling. I always want to leave.
Well, brilliant.
Yeah.
Hey, if I was from Pennsylvania, I'd want to travel a lot too.
Right?
Yeah. Well, ladies, this has been the easiest conversation I've had in the 3 years of bringing people down. I mean that sincerely. So much so that we're running up to the top of the hour. So I'm going to follow you closely. Coach, let's stay in touch.
Yep.
Let me know how each match is going throughout the playoffs, and we'll get you down here after you make it to the Nationals, and we'll recap the playoffs and how your season wound up. How's that?
Yeah, we'd love that.
And bring the same mix, and make sure you bring her.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, I love the fact that here you are injured, and you're still the positive voice and leader of the team. Bravo. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for having us.
All right.
Thank
you. Always, I love Triton Time. Thanks to Amanda Green, of course, Tom Ryan, good friend of Ferg's, our world down here. We've done a lot with them, and I'll talk to you. You know what we'll do? How many girls on the team?
29 right now.
Well, I'm going to talk. Well, then I got to talk to Mark. But we'll have you guys down upstairs for a little get together.
That'll be amazing.
We're going to do that. Well, upstairs, we got the golf simulators. We'll have a party. My office is up there, and we'll have a party. All right. Thanks, ladies, for coming down. And as I said, we ran over a little bit, but doesn't matter. This has been a great conversation. In the second hour, Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, we're going to talk baseball, some more high school. We're going to talk college football. It's a jam-packed day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And take that 8-pack with you. Take that for the road and stick your hand in there and grab some more Tic Tacs.
Thank you.
Body Armor is one of our sponsors, and I want to make sure that they're drinking that before the win tonight. How about that? Well, Ben, you can grab this microphone. Thanks, Coach, for coming down. Appreciate it very much. As I said, second hour, we'll talk college football, MLB, Brad Richardson in the house. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Very active Saturday down here on Halloween weekend. I got a couple of ghouls in front of me right now. We'll be back. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.